I'm Nicole. I work at Surrey County Council as part of the Community Investment and Engagement Team.
Okay, so a really impressive title there. I guess my first question is, what is that?
Well, I guess you're right. So to put it in very simply, what we aim to do is to put local area decisions back in the hands of local people so that their aspirations come to life. And we do that in two ways. So we've got the investment portion of our team, which looks after community funds like Your Fund Surrey and the Members Allocation Fund, which basically means that there is funding available for community projects. And we then link residents or wonderful organisations around Surrey to that funding.
So how do you do that? How do you connect and, you know, find out what the community want?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And that is the part of our community engagement team, part of the team. So we have 11 wonderful community link officers who go all over Surrey in their specific district and borough. And they talk to residents, talk to organisations day in and day out to hear exactly what those aspirations are and what they'd love to see in their local area.
Okay, and we're in Shearwater, Woken, and I know you've been speaking to lots of people around here. And something that's come out of those conversations is around cooking. So, I mean, what were you being told about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So part of the community link officer work, as I've said, is to go out and hear residents. And I'm a community events officer, which means I get all the fun of creating events all over Surrey, from smoothie bikes to escape rooms. We've
Love
done
that.
It all. And what we're hearing in these spaces where we have residents gathered together is that cooking is something they'd really, really, really like to upskill on, and particularly on how to use cheap ingredients in bulk to make really exciting and tasty things without dedicating too much time or it being too laborious.
So they want great food, they want it to be, you know, quick and easy. I mean, so what have you done to kind of upskill people in that area?
Absolutely. So part of our Skills Festival in February was to try to get communities to come together and learn together. And so we are putting on the Cookalicious Community Fest alongside the wonderful Foodwise and Good Cooks to do exactly that, bestow on people some basic culinary techniques to make some amazing dishes.
Okay. Gonna ask, who came up with a name? Was that you?
I wish it was me. Wish I could trademark.
Genius. Cookalicious. That's a great word.
It's
Love
actually
that.
Our wonderful chef who is going to be leading the cooking demonstrations on the day. She wants them to be really interactive, and part of her whole ethos is Cookalicious.
Okay.
So Sally from Good Cooks is who we can thank for that fabulous name.
I just love this idea because, you know, cooking, it's one of those life skills, you know, to be able to rustle something up that doesn't take too long, because we haven't got time to kind of sit in the kitchen for hours on end. You want something quick, but then at the same time, you want something that's healthy, something nutritious, something that's tasty, and something that doesn't involve phoning up a takeaway.
Absolutely that, and that's what residents are telling us, and that's why for this particular day Sally's going to be running three different sessions on doing blueberry muffins, are really quick and easy in half an hour. So I mean, I didn't even know you could make muffins in half an hour, but Sally can do it. We're going to have a flatbread tear and share, which again, really simple ingredients and make something that the whole family can tuck into, and a fabulous katsu curry as well.
Ooh, like the sound of that. Absolutely. So learning those skills and, you know, coming to an event like this is going to give people maybe that confidence to explore other options, and maybe people that the kitchen's like an alien concept, it may kind of open up those opportunities.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we're also hosting this on in the backdrop of a community day. So we are going to have a Surrey Community Lounge, which is essentially a incentive alongside this to get people to come together and just exist together.
Yeah.
It reduces social isolation, it increases cohesion, And all of this with games. We're going to have sport activities on the field. So lots to do for young ones and adults alike.
Brilliant. Something for the whole family. And actually a community like Shearwater, you know, bringing that community together. I mean, we know there's been a lot of changes around here. So actually, you know, giving people a chance to come together is so important, particularly here.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to celebrate the amazing things that do exist here, because I know there have been many changes. But there are still fantastic organisations and fantastic residents who do wonderful things. So to be able to be together is going to be a true gift on the day.
Absolutely. So tell us more. It's a free event. I've just noticed on your poster. That's kind of drawn my eye to that. We like stuff that doesn't cost anything. So when and where is it happening?
Absolutely. So it's happening on the 29th of May from 10 o'clock up until 3 p.m. right next to Parkview. Half of the food demonstrations happening here in the Foodwise kitchen, and then adjacent to the building, right on the Shearwater recreational ground, we're going to be hosting some of the wonderful field activities. We have some residents who aren't, you know, don't know all of the ingredients or how to put them together nutritiously and in a way that tastes nice. And then you end up doing the same things over and over and over again.
And it becomes boring and it becomes a chore. So, you know, if it's exciting, you're going to enjoy it, and, you know, you're going to end up with better food at the end of it.
That's it. And everyone who cooks here today is going to be able to take their wonderful creations home. So, I mean, if that's not incentive.
Exactly. And then go home to their own kitchen and try and recreate
it. That's it.
So have you got a go-to recipe then for yourself? Is there something that you're a bit...
Oh, good question. I think I'm half Italian, half Greek. So I go back to my Italian roots if I want something really quick and easy to make. And even a simple tomato pasta, it's for me, it's like grandma's hug. I love it.
Brilliant. So we should get behind that then. So Wednesday, 29th of May, it's at the community centre in Shearwater. How do we find out more about, you know, all of this and the work you're doing? How do we find out more about that?
If you go onto Google and type in Cookalicious Community Fest, you're going to find all the amazing locations it's on. So the first three searches come up as the Eventbrite, so you can book your tickets and your slots for cooking if you'd want to do that. You can go onto the Surrey County Council website and find it that way as well.
Brilliant. Really good to talk to you, Nicole. Good luck with it. And it's brilliant that you're giving people that opportunity to learn those skills and, you know, just how that's going to impact their lives going forward as well.
And thank you so much. And I have to give a really big shout out to Foodwise and Good Cooks, who are collaborating with us on the day to make this happen, because without them, it just wouldn't be possible.
Brilliant. The community coming together. Love it. Brilliant.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.